Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Deanne Penn at United Nations headquarters in New York. Coming up in this week's program, a push to achieve gender parity right here in the UN. And we learn why economically empowered women are essential to building stronger economies. But first, a concrete plan to fight violence against women and girls demands recognizing its various forms in regions across the globe. This from European Union Commissioner for International Cooperation and Development, Neven Mimica, speaking about the Spotlight Initiative launched this week on the margins of the UN General Assembly. Mr. Mimica spoke to Joshua Mali ahead of the launch.
We realized at the early stage of the Sustainable Development Goals that we have to focus on some of the drivers of the overarching issues that would enable the whole structure of the Sustainable Development Goals to be really implemented. And we see that gender equality, that the empowerment of women and girls is such a driver. This initiative really would bring a very concrete projects that would, in our view, enable us to, let us say, to come to the zero violence against women and girls by 2030.
Particularly on the ground, how is this initiative going to help women and girls? Yeah. What kind of activities will this be targeting?
We want to make this initiative very concrete, as I said. And making it concrete means working on the ground on the specific forms of violence against women and girls in specific regions across the globe. For instance, in the Pacific, we shall work on the programs that would suppress, that would alleviate in the end the family violence, domestic violence. In Asia, in Central and South Asia, we will work more concretely on a project that would eradicate the economic and sexual exploitation of women.
In what ways is collaboration between the EU and the United Nations important?
We are definitely aware that implementing sustainable development goals means, among other important actions, it means partnering with those who could assist, who could join forces in order to make the strongest possible impact on the various sustainable development goals that we would like to achieve. So we see that UN system as a multilateral system is at the heart of such a partnership. Therefore, we support very much the multilateralism as a relationship, as an action relationship in the international fora in international relations. And we see United Nations to be, let us say, the core actor in this multilateralism.
When he took office in January of this year, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres pledged to reach gender parity across the global organization. Mr. Guterres took that commitment a step forward by launching a strategy to reach parity among senior leaders by 2021 and ultimately across the UN system in 2028. Jordi Trejols has been speaking to the Secretary General's new senior advisor on policy, Ana Maria Menendez.
The Secretary General has established gender parity as a priority ever since taking office in January. And this is a very important issue for him. And the proof that he really means it is that precisely this week we are presenting the gender parity strategy. The gender parity strategy, it is very important, not only because it is a right, equality is a right, but also because it's going to have, I'm sure, an impact on the effectiveness and credibility of the United Nations.
Does the UN have a particular role to play in achieving gender parity?
Indeed, it has a role to play because, as you know very well, the UN, among other things, is a standard-setting organization. So it is very important that we lead by example, that we enact the principles we stand for, and that we serve the peoples of the world. I have to say that many member states have implemented measures and they are closer to parity, that many CEOs are also working to have more parity, you know, to close the parity gap at the level of corporations and private institutions. So we need to learn from them. And if we reach parity, I think that there will be a good example for everybody.
The focus on parity has been described by the Secretary General as a first step towards empowerment and equality by the UN. Can you tell us a bit more about any other efforts being undertaken to strengthen the UN's work on gender equality?
Sure. I think that the gender parity is of course, part of a larger picture, which is gender equality. And the Secretary General is, of course, very committed with the mainstreaming of gender equality across the system. The creation of UN Women has been, of course, fundamental, essential to this. But by no means it's only UN Women who should be doing this work, but all entities have to contribute to this.
By the time you finish in this particular area of work, what do you hope to be able to say about your efforts in this regard?
I'd love to say that we have the 50-50, of course, but I mean, I think that anything that brings us closer to that would be already, I think, successful. And I think that we can do it. If we really implement this strategy, I think that we will be there by the deadline that we have set for ourselves. And, I want to be optimistic even before, because if we really mean it and if we work together, we can be there.
Increasing women's participation in global trade will lead to better development outcomes for families and communities. That's the view of Arantxa Gonzalez, Executive Director at the International Trade Center, the ITC, which is working to get 1 million women-owned businesses to market by 2020. Last year, ITC launched the She Trades Initiative, an online platform and mobile application or app that connects buyers worldwide with women-owned enterprises. Ms. Gonzalez was in New York for an event aimed at advancing women's role in the global economy. She spoke to Cristina Silvero about the importance of holding this event on the margins of the General Assembly debate.
She Trades is an initiative to connect 1 million women entrepreneurs to markets between now and 2020. And what we want through this initiative is to demonstrate that the big, nice, lofty words that leaders have in the General Assembly can in reality be translated on the ground. That the United Nations is not only about talking, but the United Nations is also about partnering with the private sector, partnering with governments, partnering with civil society on the ground to advance specific issues. In this case, to advance gender equality in the economy, to ensure that more women are economically empowered so that their economies can grow in a stronger manner for the benefit of the country.
So you speak of concrete action on the ground. What is it that you're hoping will come out of this meeting in New York?
Well, I think it's important before we can get to action that we agree on what is it that we want to achieve. And these meetings help us in build consensus among the members of the international community. And they have found this consensus in the United Nations Global Goal as regards women. They have understood that empowering women is good for them, is good not only for the women, it's also good for the societies, for communities, for countries.
Now, the First Lady of Rwanda, Mrs. Kagame, will be opening the event. Rwanda, we know, is a leading example in Africa in terms of gender equality, particularly in the parliament and in politics. How did Mrs. Kagame get involved in this initiative?
We are absolutely thrilled to have Mrs. Kagame because she, as well as the president, have put their money where their mouth is. They are serious about gender equality. Not only have they done a lot to ensure the legislator, the parliament, has members, women, seated, producing laws. Not only have they advanced maternal health, not only have they done a lot to bring women into peace, into safety, but they've also done a lot to make sure women participate in the economy of Rwanda.
African women are renowned for their qualities as traders. Has SheTrade.com really taken hold in Africa?
Africa is very well known for the quality of its traders, men and women, by the way. If you just travel to any of the countries in Africa, you will see myriads and myriads of small businesses operating within and across the borders. But the problem is that very often these businesses are informal, and informality means lower working conditions, lower results. So what we want is to put more of them into the formal economy.
You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Deanne Penn.